Hello. So this is the library lady, also known as Library Talker. I'm Library Talker at librarytalker.blogspot.com and Library Lady on Podomatic. And so, first of all, thank you very much for listening. I appreciate your time and I appreciate my stats on Podomatic. I'm really liking seeing the numbers. So, again, thank you very much for listening in and thanks. This is a kind of a review and rant about a book called The Rumor Game. And I do not want to mess up the author's names. So I'm just not going to say them right now because I don't want to be rude. And I have one of those names that people can't say correctly, and I don't appreciate it when they say it wrong. So I'm just not going to say them because I don't want to mess them up. They look beautiful, the names, but anyway. The Rumor Game is on my NetGalley, and I got the ARC. And so, after reading it, I went to Goodreads and looked at it, and it's got a 4.57 rating. Well, guess what? Nobody's read it yet. All of those, there's even a 2-star and a 3-star and a 4-star in there, but most of them are 5 stars from the few people who have rated it, all of 14, and their ratings are basically, I can't wait to read it, or just woo. And so, like, nobody's written a review. They've given it, I see one looking at it right now. I can see one person who has rated it with 4 stars. So good for you. But yeah, no, there's no review on here. And that's kind of important. The cover is awesome. I mean, it is a really great cover. It definitely draws you in, and you're like, "Ooh, oh, I gotta read that." And the blurb is pretty good too. But it doesn't work for me. And I know part of this right now, I'm gonna say up front, is the generation. I am from the generation where I was one of the first people on my, that I knew to have a computer in my home. I was, and it was the giant desktop with the huge monochrome monitor. And, I know that I come from a different time and age and everything. So I totally understand that. I understand that there are some differences, but this one, part of it is just also there not a lot of sympathy for the three main characters. So we have three characters, the three main characters, and then their boyfriends, basically, or their male counterparts, I guess, not really boyfriends. So we have we're third person limited for Brynn, Georgie, and Cora. And then each of these girls has a corresponding guy, basically. Even if he's a jerk, there's just someone who's, that opposite to that girl. We start off with Brynn, and this school is starting. She's the student body president, but people are trying to pull her because she made this huge mistake, basically, during the summer. And I think this is more than a mistake. I think this girl needed to be. Once you find out what the mistake is, and I will tell you, so spoilers. Once you find them out what the mistake is, I think this girl just needs a little therapy. And she's not the one character that's in therapy right now. So basically, she fell in love with this guy, Jace, and he was a real jerk. But she just completely head over heels fell in love with him. And then she found out that he was kind of cheating on her with other girls and getting involved with other people, and she just went completely, pardon my French, batshit crazy. She stalked him all over the place. She admits it. She followed him. She this is why she's not sympathetic, is she just went nuts. She just couldn't handle. She couldn't just say, okay, fine. If you're going to be an ass, I'm not going to date you. And I understand some people have that kind of self-esteem issues, but she went nuts. She tracked him. She followed him. She followed him on social media. She found out where he was. He was leaving a party with a friend and two girls. And so she went nuts, ran a red light, hit their car, injured the girls in the car, injured the friend, the boyfriend of one of her friends, who is Cora, and mildly injured Jason. And then she it was hit and run, and she ran. And here's the thing. They're all high school students at a prep, and it's a prep for the DC elite. So these are all children of senators and reps and ambassadors and that kind of stuff. So her dad goes through a lot to cover it up, and she goes back to school now in the fall, and everybody's like, that was completely batshit crazy. You need to go. And we don't want you to be student body president anymore. And so they're running against her. And she can't take it. Oh my gosh. All the rumors and everything else. So basically, she starts manipulating things. And she's not a sympathetic character at all. I had a very hard time getting through Bryn's stuff. Because she was just so... it was just so wrong, and she was just such a witch with a B. So she manipulates the situation, so because nobody else is talking to her except her next door neighbor Georgie, and Georgie has her own issues that she's been through. She's going to therapy, but basically, she used to be the quote unquote fat kid, and in 2 months over the summer, she not only lost like 40 pounds, but got super limber and can do herkies and liberties and jumps. And so Bryn convinces her to try out for the cheerleading squad. And then, you know, I'll be Georgie's best friend. And so I'll be popular again. But I'll also talk to Cora, who is my vice president and used to be my best friend, and set up Cora to say, Georgie's trying to take your guy, Georgie's trying to take your place. And so she is starting to manipulate all these people around her while also whining about how unfair everything is, and how if she could just get back on top and if people would just listen to her. And it's just very frustrating because she does all of this stuff to herself and blames everybody else. She is doing all of these things and doesn't take any personal responsibility for it. She kind of, every once in a while, as the chapters go on, there are moments of, oh, well, maybe I should, and maybe I shouldn't, and then she goes on and she keeps doing things. She keeps lying, and she keeps telling tales, and Cora is reasonably sympathetic as a character, but you know, she also wants to be top of the heap. And so as rumors start up that her boyfriend is cheating on her with Georgie, which turned out to not be true, she goes to Bryn and they start coming up with plans to end those rumors. And then she goes to Georgie when she finds out that other things are happening to try and get Georgie to do stuff. And Georgie just kind of gets stuck in the middle of all of this. I mean, She's not like super sympathetic, but she has been very much manipulated by everyone. And even though she's in therapy, she still struggles with stuff. So she struggles with her weight. The character is always talking about, okay, well, if I eat this, I'll have to give up that later. Constant like calorie stuff. Like, well, if I have this, if I have whipped cream on this, then I can't have dessert later. Those kinds of things. And okay. Cora is constantly talking about her 6-word memoirs, her 6-word motto, her 6-word whatever, which gets a little frustrating, but you know, in every chapter it's like, you know, this was my 6-word this. And then Bryn, of course, is this master manipulator. So here's the thing. One, most of them are not sympathetic, especially Bryn. Two, as they go along, they start talking about how this one online person who's using a pseudonym, which turns out to be Bryn, so sorry, spoilers, who's using the pseudonym is manipulating everybody and making these lies continue. And I'm... okay. Again, some of this is also formatting. My Kindle is taking this information and it's all black and gray and white and, you know, that kind of stuff. And so there's that. But looking back at the chats where people are like, oh, she's, you know, it, there's a big whole slut-shaming thing, and oh, she's such a, and there's a, and this one persona is getting blamed near the end for stoking all the fires. And the thing is that she didn't. I mean, she did put stuff out there, but it was like one or two comments in long 20, 30 line chat things. So it wasn't like she was the only one saying stuff. And, you know, now we have to get her, because she wasn't. Yes, she was a part of it. Yes, she was a part of the chats. Yes, she was saying stuff that she knew was untrue and was trying to stoke a little bit. But in the end, everybody who was making comments was doing the same thing. It wasn't one character. It wasn't one person. It wasn't one online persona. They were all doing it, which does not allow, you know, it doesn't excuse what she was doing. But to say, as part of the book, we're going to get her at the end because she made it all worse and she stoked the fire, doesn't seem right. Because if you look back at all the chats, you know, she's definitely a part of it, but not the only one. And so that was a little frustrating. Also, again, with the formatting, there would be like newspaper articles or whatever, and I don't know if they were supposed to be two columns sitting next to each other on the page, but the words would get whooped up, so sentences did not make any sense. Trying to figure out those things didn't make any sense. Backstory on Georgie is a little confusing. It says that, you know, she and her family left India a few years before because of something that happened with her, and so they had to get out and move to the States and start a new life there. But what little you find out is like it's just like kind of a throwout line on the middle of one of those news articles. It didn't seem like there was a big it was as much of a deal as it occasionally popped up, and it only popped up like two or three times in the story. But still, it just didn't all fit. Bryn was unsympathetic and a bitch. Cora was semi-sympathetic at moments, but then she just, it went crazy. And Georgie, definitely the most sympathetic of them all, especially with the what happened at the end to her and the party and everything. Definitely most sympathetic, but the whole thing, just everything was going out of control. And there's even a section near the end where one of the parents is talking to Cora and going, what the hell is your problem that you let it go? Like, why were you doing all of these things? Why didn't you come to somebody? Why didn't you say something? And why did you start doing all these other stuff? Because it went off in wild directions. And it wasn't just about rumor mill anymore. It became about like a little bit of revenge, and you know, with what happened to Georgie, they were trying to catch the guy who did it, but at the same time they decided to try and punish Bryn for again stoking these fires. Well, they were going to punish somebody else until they realized that it wasn't him who did it, it was her. And so they went off and they basically, you know, ruined they just went nuts. It was just kind of crazy and all avoidable. And just, again, I understand that it's possible that I don't understand some of this. I understand that. I understand that I was raised in a different generation. I understand that I did not have the social media thing that was going on. But the craziness of some of this stuff that happens, and how the social, how they in real life respond to the social media and the revenge plot at the end. That part didn't make any sense to me. The social media rumor, I get it. I've seen it. The texting, the chat rooms, the posts, all that stuff. I've seen that. I've seen it. It for my high school students. I've seen it in real life. I've seen it, you know, even on Twitter and Instagram. I mean, I've seen this stuff happen. But what they do offline to respond to their online lives is the crazy part. And I don't understand that. It didn't fit. It didn't make sense. And I did not feel sympathy for Bryn. And I felt very little sympathy for Cora at the end. So I'm not sure what's going on. And again, there's some realism issues there. Like, here's Georgie. She's been kind of chubby all her life and not very active and very sedentary. But she goes to fat camp, loses 40 pounds, and now is a cheerleader and can do splits and all kinds of stuff. It's like, no. That makes no sense. And it pulled me out. And things like that keep happening. The fact that Bryn was still student body president after she committed a crime, and then won the re-election when they were trying to force her out, and what the heck? And, you know, but again, the shifting online personas, Bryn managed to do exactly what she wanted at the start from the start, which was to shift personas to make it so that everybody became sympathetic towards her. And yay, that's great. But the way in which it happened, and then the real life, the you know, offline revenge plot, all of that just went, it just got crazy. And so I had a really hard time enjoying this book. I pushed my way through it. The first third was just really a slog. And then it sped up and it got somewhere. But again, I got to the end of it and went, what the hell? And Bryn's punishment is to go off to boarding school. The girl needs therapy. The girl needs help. I mean, seriously. Yes, Jace was a horrible character. And he's obviously horrible from day one. From moment one you see him, he is abhorrent. You can't understand why everybody and their mother wants to be with Jace. Because he's just so slimy. And it's so obvious. But with everything that happened and Jace's things and, you know, that stuff that happened, Bryn not getting any therapy at all, or at least not mentioned. I mean, the girl really, really needed help. That character was really bad, and had a lot of problems and really, really needed to get some help from someone somewhere. And that wasn't mentioned. There was nothing there. And that was kind of sad to me that she was just sent off and there's nothing happening to help her that we can see. Doesn't make her a sympathetic character. It just means someone missed something, in my opinion. So on my scale of, you know, 1 to 5, 1 being avoid, you know, this is police tape, stay away. 5 being, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. And 2 being, and 3 being, and 4 being, this is like a 2. Maybe into the 3, like a 2.5. It has some good moments, again, but the craziness of the offline response to the online world, and I mean, if you read it, you'll understand where I'm coming from, where I'm saying that was weird. This revenge plot and the drama of it all, and just and yes, it's true, people can be extraordinarily hateful online. And it's extremely toxic. And you can't just say to the person who's being bullied online that, okay, well, just don't look. Because that's just not reasonable and feasible in this world that we live in. And it's not fair to them. Why should they have to be the ones to pull off the, you know, and not being online? I get that. But the real world stuff that they did was just weird and odd. And things were popping out of nowhere and mentioned once and then popped in later. And characters, there were a lot of one-note characters who came in for one or two things and then left. And their job was to make a comment on something and then leave and then not be there anymore. So, you know, there wasn't a lot of three-dimensional stuff going on. I wouldn't even say that Bryn was a 3D character. She was kind of one-note revenge plot, and Georgie was a little bit more fleshed out, and Cora, I think, was the most three-dimensional, but still not as sympathetic as Georgie. So, again, about 2.5 on this one, and so I'm not recommending it, but, you know, for some people, maybe it would be a good read, but I'm definitely not rereading it, and I'm not going back to read what these authors have done in the past. I'm just not caring about that. So that's The Rumor Game, and again, I don't want to mess up the authors' names, but I did get it on NetGalley through an ARC, and again, I'm giving it about a 2.5 out of my little rating system for that. So that was my review and rant of The Rumor Game. And again, thank you for coming in. Thank you for listening. And if you've gotten all the way to the end, thank you for listening to my repetitiveness. I'm sorry, this is all just kind of top of the head stuff and stream of consciousness. And so thank you for putting up with that. And feel free to go to Podomatic or Blogspot and leave me a comment. I would love to hear from you. Thank you very much. And I really hope you have a good day. Bye.